Laura Logan rips Minneapolis Lisa Bender. Was it white privilege when I wanted police to stop my gang rape? By Hannah Blow on June 9, 2020. Laura Logan, a former CBS News journalist who was gang raped in Egypt in 2011, slammed Minneapolis City Council President Lisa Bender after Bender declared that calling the police for help comes from a place of privilege. I remember when I was being gang raped and beaten by a mob in Egypt. Would have been great to have a police force to call then. Logan, who was brutally gang raped by a mob of men in Cairo while covering the resignation of Hosni Mubarak for CBS News, said. Would that have been my white privilege talking? She asked. I've stood against racism all my life, don't have a racist bone in my body. My heart breaks. Her criticism came in response to remarks from Bender, who has openly envisioned a police-free future. Do you understand that the word dismantle, or police-free also makes some people nervous, for instance? CNN's Allison Camerata asked Bender on Monday. What if in the middle of night, my home is broken into? Who do I call? Bender dismissed such concerns as stemming from an inherent place of privilege. Yes, I mean, I hear that loud and clear from a lot of my neighbors. And I know, and myself too, and I know that that comes from a place of privilege because for those of us for whom the system is working, I think we need to step back and imagine what it would feel like to already live in that reality where calling the police may mean more harm is done. Logan followed up in another tweet, detailing the dynamics of a mob mentality and connecting it to how Antifa operates, exploiting civil unrest and heightening tensions and anger to serve their own purposes, as was largely demonstrated over the last few weeks. Also, what I remember from that mob in Egypt. It only took a few trained, paid instigators to turn a celebratory crowd into a frenzy, Logan explained. This is what Antifa does best, they provoke to get the reaction that serves their political agenda, she continued. Not for racial justice, that's a front. The left-leaning Minneapolis City Council on Sunday announced that it would begin the process of ending the Minneapolis Police Department. We recognize that we don't have all the answers about what a police-free future looks like, but our community does, they said in a statement. Bender continued to defend that call during her interview with Camerata. A lot of us were asked if we could manage a future without police back in 2017 when we were running for office. And I answered yes to that question, she said, adding that people are asking them to stop investing so much money in this militarized police force and instead invest in the things that our community really needs. So, you know, I know the statement was bold, and I stand by that bold statement. But the work ahead of us will be long. It will include every member of our community, she added. It has to.